On the Feast of the Martyrs that we are commemorating today, I think we should say something about the importance, indeed, indispensability of martyrdom for a true follower of Christ. Today's saints are Saint Denis, the first bishop of Paris, and two of his priests. A good way to start a diocese. When we speak of martyrdom, we should remind ourselves that there are really two kinds of martyrdom. There is a bloody martyrdom of the body, and there is a bloodless martyrdom of spirit. There is a bloody martyrdom when a person is physically killed, as we commonly say, for the faith, but more accurately, for his or her practicing one of the Christian virtues. There is a bloodless martyrdom of the spirit when a person is willing to suffer anything rather than stop practicing what he knows Christ wants him to do in order to please others. So that in all martyrdom there is an option to rather please God at any price, even though it means displeasing, by angering, on occasion even to violence, the one whom, because I will not cease to be and to practice what I know the Savior wants me to in order to please the one who then becomes my persecutor. What's the relationship between these two kinds of martyrdom? The relationship is so close that without the second, you don't even have the first. Because it is not merely that a person is killed that makes him or her a martyr. To be killed by someone out of anger is murder. It's not martyrdom. What makes it martyrdom is the motive. The bloodless martyrdom of spirit, which becomes bloody if and when, in God's providence, the one whom I displease becomes violent and takes my life. My readiness to suffer anything from men rather than displease God is the basis for all martyrdom of blood, without which it would just be another tragic murder. Now we ask ourselves, what is God's will in our regard? The plain fact is, as Christ told us just before his ascension into heaven, he wants all of his followers to be martyrs. That's what he said. You shall be my, well, our translation, always witnesses. What he said, you shall be my martyrs in Jerusalem, Judea, and even to the ends of the earth. We are not all called upon to become martyrs of blood. That is in God's providence, such circumstances that only He can create in which, given the willingness, we also shed our blood. But we are all called upon, according to our state of life, and most emphatically, every religious is called upon to practice the bloodless martyrdom of spirit, all. Meaning that with the grace that comes with our vocation, we become ready to endure whatever Christ expects of us. And the more He loves us, the easier it is to trill these syllables, how hard it is to live them. The higher the sanctity He calls us to, the more suffering He will expect of us. Period. Close the book. And stop pitying yourselves. That's it. And I'm talking to myself. We are all called upon to suffer. And much of that suffering, as we know, is at the hands, at the eyes, and what is often most painful, at the lips of others. And would they were all pagans, it would make this martyrdom, perhaps, a little easier to bear. In this we have the example of the greatest bloodless martyr in the church. You know her name. She never shed her blood. Well, she didn't have to. From the moment she told the angel, "Be it done to me," how appropriate that prepositional phrase. And God took her at her word. He did a lot of things to her. She was then willing, from the moment she had her vocation, to suffer for Christ. She was willing all through life, as our paintings over the centuries picture her, the valiant woman under the cross, to suffer with Christ. And knowing Him so well, as only a mother knows her son, she knew, because He surely confided in her, that the world is redeemed only that effort has been redeemed by suffering, so that she suffered not only for Christ and with Christ, but like Christ, in cooperating with Him, He, the first martyr, the greatest who shed His blood, she, the first martyr, who did not shed her blood, but like Him, collaborated with Him in redeeming the human race. Let's ask her, the Queen of Martyrs, to teach us what it means to be willing to suffer whatever Jesus sends us, in order that like Him, and with Him, and for Him, we might cooperate in saving souls from sin, not excluding that one soul we so wish to save, our own. Queen of Martyrs, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.